D. A new take on Renaissance art. In 1999, British artist David Hockney became curious about a series of Renaissance portraits he saw at the National Gallery in London. He was struck by how much more lifelike paintings became in the 15th century compared with those made earlier. Prior to the Renaissance, images depicted in paintings appeared flat and two-dimensional. Renaissance paintings, by contrast, have an almost photographic realism due to their use of light, shadow, shapes, and patterns. Most significantly, they employ perspective, that is, where things appear smaller when farther away, to create the illusion of depth. Hockney set out to discover the reason for this tremendous leap forward. Art historians have traditionally argued that Renaissance artists' abilities had simply evolved to the point that they were able to create perspective by using their own eyes and skills. According to Hockney, however, historical evidence suggests they used a projection device called a camera obscura to assist them. This device employs lenses and mirrors to render shapes, patterns, and proportions accurately. In other words, many important Renaissance artists were actually tracing projected images when they made their paintings. Though still controversial, Hockney's thesis is gaining acceptance, causing many art historians to re-examine their view of Renaissance art.
Questions. Number 17. How are Renaissance paintings different from earlier works? Number 18. What does David Hockney believe about Renaissance artists?